The second night. Tonight they had chosen a much smaller chamber off of what they took for the main passageway. It was far smaller than the room they'd chosen the night before, but it only had one entrance, so at least it would be easy to keep watch. Nightingale was put on scouting duty this time. It was nice to have something mindless to do. It was like all the housekeeping she'd done back in her family's little motel on Earth, rocking from room to room with an MP3 player. Pity she hadn't been able to bring it when she had come to Madara. Nightingale happened to be passing by the entrance of a nearby chamber when she caught a flicker of light from beyond the passageway. "Hold on!" she said out loud to herself, waved, and stepped out into the central hallway. Like much of the rest of the cave, this shaft was square with faded geometric patterns cut into the floor and walls. She grinned, drawing her weapon. The light was growing quickly, down from a direction they hadn't explored yet. Nightingale gripped her weapon tightly, preparing for a fight. Another few seconds and the light and footsteps resolved into a man, stooped with the weight of a heavy-looking sack. The man's armor was tattered, and he looked like he had just gone through a fight. In the faint light of his glowstone, the thin man looked triumphant. "Oh!" She lowered the weapon, striding casually into the hallway in front of him. "Thought you were a monster!" "Nah," the man said, pointing back the way he'd come. "Our group just killed a tomb guardian back there. The thing was loaded with too much loot for us all to carry." He gave her a smug smile and continued, "This is my second trip, actually. Looks like we are doing better than the royalty is." Nightingale's smile faded. "Oh, yeah?" she said, considering her options.